Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's a size 10 shoe that he threw.
That was the audio of Iraqi television journalist Muntada al-Zaidi throwing his shoes at President Bush during a news conference in Iraq on Sunday. What is the sound of one shoe dropping? Before he threw the first shoe, he screamed at Bush, and this part has gotten less attention. "This is a farewell kiss, you dog." And after he threw the first one, but before he threw the second one, he says, "This is from the widows, the orphans, and those who were killed in Iraq." Now, an article in the New York Times this morning says that al-Zaidi is being lauded as a folk hero in some corners of the Muslim world. Reaction in the U.S. seems mixed. Some Bush haters ate it up. Others said they had to give the president props for his cat-like reflexes. Who knew? Bush himself seemed to take it pretty lightly. He made a joke about the shoe being a size 10, as you heard. And he also said this about the shoe incident later in the press conference.
But let me talk about the guy throwing the shoe. It is one way to gain attention. It's like going to a political rally and having people yell at you. It's like driving down the street and have people not gesturing with all five fingers. It's a way for people to draw, you know, attention. I don't know what the guy's calling this. But one thing is for certain, he caused you to ask me a question about it.
And he later said the insult didn't bother him, a little disturbing perhaps, considering that part of what al-Zaidi said was that he was throwing shoes for widows and orphans. But here to discuss the cultural significance and diversity of insults is Dean Foster. He is president of DFA, Intercultural Global Solutions, and an expert in international etiquette. And we can actually have some fun with this because we're going to open the phones and ask you to call in and share the insults that are culturally specific to your background. So immigrants from all over the world, call us right now. If it's shoes in Iraq, what is it where you originally came from? 212-433-WNYC. We know what it is in Brooklyn. Wherever you came from, what is the cultural insult that's maybe the equivalent of throwing shoes in Iraq? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Call in with your best insults. I promise we won't be offended. Dean Foster, welcome to WNYC.
A pleasure to be here, Brian.
You know, I've seen some commentary on websites that have said, everybody's saying this is such a big insult in Iraq. In what culture exactly is it considered a compliment to throw your shoes?
I can't think of any. Perhaps maybe in New York City under certain circumstances. But,
people hang them over the electric lines in New York City. But why is it a particular insult in Iraq?
Well, you know, I don't think he could have been more insulting short of throwing the shoe with his left hand, because the shoe is the dirtiest part of the body. It touches the ground. When Saddam's statue first came down in Baghdad, the Iraqis who were there, they took their shoes off and were hitting it with their sandals. And, you know, this tradition with the shoe goes way, way back. There was a time at the UN when I believe it was Adlai Stevenson was sitting facing his Arab colleague. And he was sitting with his ankle over his knee so that the sole of his shoe was facing his colleague. And they were obviously having some difficulties in the discussion to begin with. And that was the last straw. Arab colleague just stood up and walked away.
And, of course, there was Khrushchev banging his shoe at the United Nations once upon a time, saying, "We will bury you," to the United States and to the West. What if they were throwing, you know, like Manolo Blahniks at Bush? Would that be a compliment?
I don't think so. You know, the whole idea of the shoe was, as I said, if he threw it with the left hand, it would have been even a greater insult, because the left hand is also something that you want to avoid in the Arab world.
Debbie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What you got?
Hey, Ryan. In Greece, when you give, when you want to be insulting to someone, you show them the palm of your hand, and it's called a mudza. And it's often done, like, for example, like if you're driving and someone cuts you off, you throw your hand out of the car and you show them the palm of your hand. And if you really want to be sort of doubly bad about it, you show two hands. You put one on top of the other.
Do you know that one, Dean Foster?
Yeah, and it's done with fingers slightly splayed, and some Americans actually see that as a hi, like a hello, a welcoming gesture, but it's just the opposite.
Yeah.
Right, so no, when they're waving at you in Greece, what they really mean. Okay, Debbie, thank you. How about John in Manhattan? John, what you got?
Yeah, I'm from Ghana in West Africa. And when somebody throws shoes at you, let's remember the shoe pick up all bad stuff from the floor. So it's like a big disgrace. They have no single respect for you.
If they show their foot.
Yeah. Show their foot, or if they throw a shoe on you, you remember the shoe pick up all bad stuff. If you are walking, you know, pick up dirt, you pick up all these things on the earth. If they show it to you, or they throw it on you, they have no respect for you.
John, thank you very much. David in Glen Ridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I can't swear on this, but I think one time when we were at a bullfight in Mexico, to show admiration for the matador, everyone threw their shoes at him into the ring.
And probably a lot of other things as well, whatever.
No, it was
cushions
shoes.
And
no, but
shoes.
But your point, David, is that that was considered a good thing.
It was a good thing, and we were like, you know, I'm going to throw on my shoe, you know. I mean, because they were all getting mixed up, and you know, there was obviously going to be some people without shoes. I mean, no, it was absolutely a good thing.
Familiar with that, Dean Foster?
Yeah, and I usually when they're excited about what the matador is doing, they might even throw some other things. I've been to some bullfights where they're throwing cushions and anything they can get their hands on, and it is a good sign. It's a positive sign. It's admiration. It's not negative.
Now, let's see. A few from the Times Online, that's the Times of London website. It says, in Southeast Asia, it's rude to cross your legs while sitting down. In China, it's rude to have your chopsticks standing up in a bowl of rice.
That's a sign that for death, when the person dies, they take their personal chopsticks, they put them in the bowl of rice, in their rice bowl, and they typically put it at the head of the coffin as the final meal as the individual crosses over.
Suresh in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Suresh.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Suresh Chandler from New York. Throwing the shoe to someone is the most insulting thing. It's nothing, you cannot insult someone more than that.
Throwing the
shoe. When in 1971, then there is a war between India and Pakistan, they captured some Patton tanks and they bring it there. What they did, they put a garland of shoes to those tanks. They make a garland of shoes
for the tanks.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. Means that those things are equal to the dirt of that shoe. So when he throw the shoes, he don't have to speak anything. He was stupid when he was speaking. You throw the shoes and you sit down. That's it.
Right. The shoes mean you're equal to the dirt on that shoe. So, Dean Foster, India as well with the shoes.
Yeah, in most of Asia, and certainly cultures that have been influenced by Islamic traditions, you know, he compounded it by calling him a dog. And the dog is, in the Arab world, not an appreciated pet. They're considered dirty animals. So this was truly a very insulting gesture.
And from our website, someone writes, it is a Jewish custom to name children after deceased ancestors or family members. So an old Yiddish insult is, may a child soon be named after you.
Obviously wishing somebody that they leave the current state of existence.
Ahmed in Queens, you're on WNYC. Ahmed, hello.
Yeah, hello. Brian, you do a great job, and I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Every single day.
Thank you very much.
And I want to say also it is humiliation for President George Bush, and also insult to Iraqi as a country. If you have a guest in Arabic culture, you never humiliate your guest. You never insult your guest. There's also insulting in Arabic culture. If you have a guest, you honor the guest.
You're from Egypt, correct?
Yes.
So you're saying that shoe thrower in Iraq, though he's being hailed as a hero by some, was actually insulting his own country as well by throwing shoes at a guest?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Brian,
Ahmed, thank you. Dean Foster, you have a thought about that?
Yeah, Brian, your listener is raising a very important point. There's been a lot of discussion in the Arab world about the fact that this was also a gesture against the important hospitality that's central to Arab culture. And the need to show hospitality to a guest is usually a very, very prime motivator for most Arab behavior. The problem here is that you have the confluence of a century and a half of colonialism and anger at the West, along with this need for showing hospitality. And these two are contradictory, and the anger in this case just overwhelmed the need for to display hospitality.
Faviola in Patterson, you're on WNYC. Faviola, hello.
Hi. I wanted to say my nationality is Peruvian, and our insult over there is to shake our index fingers at people. It might look like a friendly sign, but it's actually a pretty rude thing to do to someone.
Shake the index finger. I did not have sexual relations with that. No. shake the index finger, Dean Foster.
Yeah.
Which
absolutely.
Is, we think of that as scolding in the United States.
The use of fingers and gestures, but with the hand, have lots of different meanings. And even with our closest Anglo-Saxon cousins in Britain, the V for victory sign that Americans typically do has to be done carefully, because if you're in Britain and you do it with the palm facing inward as opposed to the palm facing outward, it's a very rude and obscene gesture.
Well, we're just about out of time, but I wonder for you, with your company that's in the business of teaching multicultural etiquette, for travelers who, going everywhere, it sounds like you could do a lot of things that we consider extremely benign that are accidentally going to be extremely insulting when you hold your palm up to somebody in Greece or show your index finger or whatever it is.
Well, it's very true, and I think you can get yourself in a lot of trouble inadvertently. Business people certainly lose multimillion-dollar deals over these things, which is why we have our business. And I'd like to think that politicians, including heads of state and presidents, would be aware of these things as well.
Let's finish up with Frederick in Harlem, who has one I don't think I've ever heard of before. Hi, Frederick.
Hi.
So?
Yes, I'm from Barbados in the Caribbean, and one way we express displeasure is actually sucking your teeth, and if it's written, it would be called chups, and it's like this, and that shows displeasure at a person, what they're saying or just their presence.
We started the segment with audio of shoe throwing, and we ended with audio of sucking your teeth. Frederick in Harlem, thank you very much. And Dean Foster, thank you very much. Dean Foster is president of DFA Intercultural Global Solutions, and he's an expert in international etiquette. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. Pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.